الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, recite Durood Sharif upon me abundantly. No doubt it is purification for you. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, before listening to the bayan, let's make some good intentions. As you are going to be listening to the bayan, make the intention that I am going to sit facing the Qibla, as it is sunnah for those listening to the bayan to do so. It is sunnah for the one delivering the bayan to have his back towards the Qibla. So I make this intention for myself. I am going to sit attentively in respect of the bayan, inshallah azza wa jal. I am going to pass on the knowledge I gain, inshallah azza wa jal. It is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the innocent angels of Allah azza wa jal spread their wings beneath the one studying sacred knowledge. I will make myself deserving of this, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear Islamic brothers, that didn't take very long, did it? In less than a minute, we made four intentions. And this can be multiplied, and we can make as many intentions as we like. But have you ever wondered why we make intentions before performing actions? And what is the significance of intentions in Islam? If so, then in today's bayan, inshallah azza wa jal, you will receive the answers you require. After the Holy Quran, the most authentic book is the Hadith Sahih of Imam Bukhari radiyallahu an. And its very first hadith is, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are based upon intention. Imam Nawawi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi writes in his renowned hadith book Al-Arba'een that this hadith proves that intention is the measure for correctness of actions. So wherever there is a good intention, the action will be considered as good. And wherever there is a bad intention, then the action will be considered as bad. And when the action is found along with its intention, then there are three states. Number one, to perform that action due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the worship of slaves. What Imam Nawawi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi is trying to say here is that when a master commands his slave to do something, then he does so without hesitation. For he knows that if he doesn't obey his master, then he will be punished. So the performer of this action is driven by fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, to perform that action in order to attain heaven and reward. And this is the worship of businessmen. What Imam Nawawi radiyallahu an means by businessmen is that they are known for setting up stalls and shops in order to earn profit. You will not find a single businessman in the entire world who gives his product away for free. He would be wasting his time. Similarly, one type of believer performs his worship in order to earn reward and heaven. Number three, Imam Nawawi says, the third state is to perform that action due to modesty before Allah Azza wa Jal, and to fulfill the rites of worship and to show gratitude. In doing so, he considers himself as negligent. This is his humility. However, despite this, his heart is fearful because he doesn't know if his worship is accepted or not. And this, Imam Nawawi radiallahu anhu says, is the worship of the liberated, the free. What Imam Nawawi radiallahu anhu means by this is that heaven is not wanted, nor is this action done due to fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather it is done to fulfill the rites of worship and to show gratitude for everything that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us. This life, we didn't ask for it, neither was Allah Azza wa Jal obliged to create us, but it is due to His infinite mercy that we enjoy this life. After mentioning the three types, Imam Nawawi radiallahu anhu says, all three types of worship are done with sincerity. Now you might think, I can understand why someone who fears Allah Azza wa Jal is counted amongst the sincere, and also one who is humble in his actions. But how is it possible for someone to be sincere if he desires something in return? Well, the answer, my dear Islamic brothers, lies in what he desires. He's not performing worship so that he receives materialistic things of the world. He's performing worship for the hereafter. He's striving for the afterlife where one will live eternally. We understand from the beautiful commentary of Imam Nawawi radiallahu anhu that ibadat, worship, includes all those actions done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But we must keep in mind that for any action to be worthy of acceptance, one vital condition must be met. In volume 29 of Fatawa Razawiyya Sharif, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mujaddid Deen Millat Maulana Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, whilst giving reference of Raddul Muhtar and Ghamzul Uyun, writes, ibadat is that action by means of which reward is given, and this reward is dependent upon intention. My dear Islamic brothers, it must be remembered that for any action to be accepted, it is necessary that one intends for reward in the afterlife. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Bani Israel, verse 19, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. And whoever desires the hereafter and strives for it accordingly and is a believer, so only their effort has borne fruit. In the commentary of this verse, Sadrul Afazil Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi writes in Khazainul Irfan, three conditions have to be met in order for an action to be accepted. Number one, one has to be desirous of the hereafter, meaning the intention must be correct. Number two, one must make a great effort in fulfilling the rites of the action being performed. And number three, the most important condition, one has to have iman. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims. And we have iman, our most valuable asset. As Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us different tasks, the rites of which have to be fulfilled. For example, salah. It is obligatory upon us to perform salah 5 times a day. Whilst performing salah, we need to meet its requirements. We have to avoid those actions that invalidate prayer and render it incomplete. Our intention, however, should not just be to fulfill the obligation, but we should also seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, we can make good intentions before purification, which is a precondition for salah. If someone performs ghusl or wuzu, and he does not have this intention in mind, that I am following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and purifying myself, then he will not be rewarded. Similarly, intention is a precondition for salah. If someone makes the intention that I am performing the 4 obligatory rakats of Isha, as we have just done, although this intention suffices, unless he also intends for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will not gain reward. My dear Islamic brothers, let us just ponder over this for a moment. A person may perform salah throughout his entire life, But due to not intending the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is deprived of its reward. Elaborating upon this, Muhaqqiq ala al-Itlaq, Khatim al-Muhaddithin, Allama Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlawi, Rahmatullah alayhi says, it is mentioned in the hadith of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the angels take people's books of deeds and present them in the esteemed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He Azza wa Jal says, throw away this book of deeds. The angels say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, we have witnessed this person performing these righteous actions, and that is why we wrote them in his book of deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal replies, this person did not intend my pleasure whilst doing these actions. For this reason, they are not acceptable in my court. Then Allah Azza wa Jal orders another angel, write such and such in so and so's book of deeds. The angel inquires, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, these actions were not performed by this person. Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed he did not perform these actions, but he had the intention of doing so. So I'm rewarding him for his intention. My dear Islam brothers, it is quite clear from this hadith that destruction awaits us if we do not make intentions prior to performing actions. An individual who carried out many actions is being rejected for not intending the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, whilst reward is being given to someone who did not perform the actions. Why? Because of his intention. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to make good intentions. It is important to remember that intentions are not only made for obligatory actions like salah. The renowned commentator, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul hannan, writes in his tafsir Na'imi, whatever action is done to please Allah Azza wa Jal, it is worship. A lot of deeds that we perform in our daily life are mubah. Mubah refers to that permissible action which, if done or not done, has the same outcome, meaning no reward is acquired and no sin is written. Eating and drinking, sleeping, going for a walk, earning wealth, giving a gift, and wearing nice clothes, etc., are all examples of mubah actions. If a small amount of attention is given to these very actions, then they can be changed into worship and reward is obtained. Mentioning the method of gaining reward from permissible deeds, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman says, every action which is permissible can be changed into a mustahab, a desirable action, by virtue of a good intention. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, if a permissible action is done with a bad intention, then the action is deemed incorrect. And if it is done with a good intention, then it will be regarded as a good action. If, however, it is done without an intention, then the hardships of accountability will have to be faced on the Day of Judgment. Therefore, the intelligent person is he who, whilst performing permissible actions, has at least one intention attached to them. If possible, more intentions should be made, as the greater the intentions, the greater the reward. Another benefit of making intentions is that if, due to any reason, that action cannot be performed, reward will still be given. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, meaning a believer's intention is better than his actions. Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, it is possible to have one or more than one intention prior to performing a permissible action, due to which it becomes worship and a high status is granted. How big a loss is it for that Muslim who does not make good intentions prior to performing a mubah act, and who deprives himself of reward by remaining heedless like animals? It is not appropriate for a person to undervalue any thought or step taken, because on the Day of Judgment, one will be asked about all these actions. Why were they done, and what was the intention behind doing them? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, we realize from this statement of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, that no action of ours is without value. We are responsible for all our actions, and as such, we will be questioned regarding them. For this reason, we must make sure that intentions are present in our mind prior to an action. It is important that we develop a habit of making good intentions, as we may be doing actions and not intending for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this regard, let us listen to a fatwa, a legal verdict issued by Dawati Islami's Darul Ifta, one of the many branches running under Dawati Islami, and which is found in Amir Ahli Sunnah's latest book, Naiki Ki Dawat. It says as follows: without intention, no action is eligible for reward. Performing acts of worship without intention is labeled as habit. The meaning of intention prior to a good deed is that the heart is inclined towards the action being performed, and that action is done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The purpose of this intention is to make a distinction between worship and habit. We learn from this that intention is the inclination of the heart and desiring the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the difference between worship and habit. So if an intention was made prior to worship, then reward will be given, and if no intention was made, then this action becomes known as habit and there is no reward. Allama Ali Qadi rahmatullah alayhi confirms this. He writes in Mirqatul Mafatih, the literal meaning of niyat is to intend, and its meaning in terms of sharia is whatever action is being performed, the heart should be aware of it, and it should be carried out for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This intention differentiates between worship and habit. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini Channel, this fatwa and statement of Allama Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi should act as a great lesson for us. Are we taking advantage of this beautiful environment of Da'wat Islami, where we get the opportunity to learn sunnahs of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do we actually make intentions prior to acting upon these sunnahs, or has it just become a habit when wearing clothes to put your right arm into the shirt first, and when undressing, taking the left arm out first? Similarly, when wearing shoes, entering your right foot first, and when removing shoes, taking the left foot out first. One thing must be clarified here though. Sometimes, when we start to act upon a sunnah for the first time, we are very attentive when making the intention. However, over time, we become less aware of the intention, but still we are performing that action due to it being a sunnah. Deep down, we know it's a sunnah. In this case, we are still intending to follow the sunnah of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't have any intention at all, then it's a great cause for concern, because on the day of judgment, when even a person's mother will not be willing to give him a single deed, he will be full of regret. Why didn't I make an intention? I placed so much emphasis on doing the action, but totally forgot the intention. And worst of all is, even if after hearing the saying of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a believer's intention is better than his deed, someone still doesn't develop the mindset of making intentions, then truly he is in great loss. A question may arise in your mind here. This talk of intention, how do we develop this? Who is it given to, this quality? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi answers this by saying, whosoever desires to pile up deeds for the afterlife, making intentions becomes easy for him. And whosoever is exceedingly desirous of worldly blessings only, he is deprived of making intentions. Even if someone reminds him of making good intentions, still he does not develop this desire. And if he does make an intention, then it is merely a passing thought, which has no relation with a true and firm intention. After hearing this saying of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, we need to ask ourselves, are we of those who desire the hereafter and make intentions regularly? Or is the love of the world embedded in our hearts to such an extent that prior to making intentions at the start of the bayan, we don't have a clue when we last made an intention? We need to analyze our situation to see which category we fall in. I now present you an example of how intentions were made in the past. Our prized predecessors made sure they made intentions before every action. It is written in Qutul Qulub that once a person was grooming his hair on top of the roof. He called out to his wife, requesting for a comb. The wife asked, should I bring a mirror as well? He remained silent for a while, then replied positively. Someone happened to be listening and asked, why did you take so long to reply? He said, I had made a single intention when I asked for the comb. When my wife asked about the mirror, I had no intention in my mind. Therefore, I pondered deeply as to what intention I should make until Allah Azza wa Jal granted me an intention. Upon this, I uttered yes, and she brought it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, look at the great approach of this individual. He paused to make an intention as he remembered that he would not receive reward without it. Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, writes in Neki Ki Dawat, in making good intentions, it is important for the mind to be present. Whoever does not have a habit of making good intentions, at the start, he will have to work hard in order to develop this quality within himself. Therefore, he must lower his head, close his eyes, free his mind from different thoughts, and become serious. By looking here and there, playing with his clothes, placing and lifting things, or when making intentions in a hurried manner, there is a chance of not being able to make good intentions at all. To develop the habit of making intentions, and whilst keeping an eye on the value of intention, one has to adopt seriousness and try to create a mindset. Hazrat Sayyidina Nu'aym bin Hammad rahmatullah alayhi says, in comparison with intentions, taking a whipping on our back is a lot easier. It becomes clear from this saying of Imam Hammad rahmatullah alayhi that making intentions is not an easy act, but we shouldn't lose faith. If we act upon the advice of Miri Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, no permissible action of ours will be without a good intention. So far in the bayan, I have stressed the importance of making good intentions. But it must be known that intentions can sometimes be carried out for the wrong reasons. For example, performing worship in order to impress people. Regardless of deeds being as big as mountains, they are not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal if the pleasure of other than Allah Azza wa Jal is intended. An evidence of this is found in the following story. An abid, a great worshipper from the nation of Bani Israel, remained worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in a cave for 40 years. The angels would take his book of deeds to the skies, only for it to be rejected. So the angels humbly said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, we swear by your glory, we have brought good deeds to you. Allah Azza wa Jal replies, O my angels, you have spoken the truth, but his intention when performing worship was wrong. He desires for his status to be known amongst the people, and because of his desire for fame and his ostentatious nature, I am not accepting his deeds. My dear brothers and viewers of Madin channel, as you just heard from this story, deeds that are done for show are not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The intention should be pure and free from association. Sayyiduna Fuzail ibn Ayaz radiyallahu an says, to leave actions for the sake of people is ostentation, and to perform actions for the sake of people is shirk-e asgar. Shirk-e asgar is a small form of polytheism, as one is associating others in an action that should be done purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is haram and can lead to hell. Lengthy prostrations are of no benefit if they are for the sake of people, nor is charity which is given to impress people. Our every action must be examined to see if it is free from ostentation, pride and vanity. Only then will our actions bring goodness in our lives. One way of making sure we are rightly guided when making intentions is by enjoying the company of someone who has mastered the art of intention. And I cannot present a better example in this day and age than Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. He writes in the Neki Ki Dawat, from the many blessings given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal, one great blessing is scent. And its usage is mubah, permissible. We should use this blessing in such a way that it becomes worship and a means of reward. In order for it to become an act of worship, we must make good intentions. Whenever you start anything, do not do so hurriedly. Wait for a moment, and in your mind, start to make good intentions. For example, when applying scent, before you lift the bottle, and if you have already lifted the bottle, then before opening it, with full concentration, lower your head, and if possible, close your eyes. Now, with full composure, focus attentively and make intentions. Giving instructions on what intentions to make while applying scent, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlawi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, reward will also be given when performing mubah acts. For example, when applying scent. If you have the following intentions, that I am following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I will respect the masjid, I will stimulate my brain, and I will save my fellow Islamic brothers from unpleasant smell, then for each intention, a separate reward will be given. My Islamic brothers, this is a great example showing how to earn multiple rewards for doing one action. And this is typical of our saints, the awliya Allah, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlawi, rahmatullah alayhi, wasn't the first person to discover the science of intention. Sayyiduna Sufyan Sawri radiyallahu an says, when the Salaf, the pious predecessors, would learn Islamic sciences, they would also study the science of intentions, so that their actions would be acceptable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we try to justify our failure in making good intentions by putting forward the saying of Sayyiduna Sufyan Sawri radiyallahu an, claiming that no one taught us how to make intentions, then my dear Islam brothers, we will not be excused. Because today, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, is constantly teaching us how to make good intentions. Whenever he begins a mudhakara, he not only makes good intentions himself, but he also encourages the audience to make good intentions. As we all know, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, has authored many books. And at the beginning of these books, he writes a list of intentions that we can make in order to earn reward. He doesn't want to see us squander our deeds by not making intentions. Yet, we are careless. We spend a lot of time thinking about useless things. If only we spend this time more wisely. The intelligent person is he who busies himself in thinking of ways to earn greater reward. But sadly, due to our failure in realizing the benefits and reward in making simple intentions, we cannot class ourselves as intelligent. I will now present to you a Madani Bahar stressing the importance of intention. An Islamic brother from Karangi town in Babul Madina, Karachi says, I was a young modern man employed by the army, and although I wasn't very religious, I offered my namaz. Due to my mother's illness, I became very anxious. An Islamic brother, through individual effort, tried to persuade me to travel in the Madani Qafila. I apologized and said to him, my mother is seriously ill. I cannot travel while she is in this state. So the Islamic brother gave a suggestion. If that's the case, then just make the intention that whenever it is possible, I will travel in the Madani Qafila. Wake up for tahajjud and pray for your mother's health. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your dua will definitely be accepted. He said this in such a manner that it affected my heart, and as a result, I made an intention to travel. I woke up at night and performed tahajjud. I wept uncontrollably in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, praying for my mother's quick recovery. Then I went to offer Fajr Salah. When I returned home, I was struck with wonder. My mother, who was weak and very ill, so ill that she could not go to the toilet herself, was washing clothes. I said to her, "Oh mother, please take some rest. You might worsen your illness. I'll wash the clothes myself." Upon this, she replied, "Son, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today I'm not suffering from any pain. Today I feel very good." After hearing this, my eyes filled up with tears of joy. My heart felt very satisfied. Due to making an intention to travel in the Madani Qafila, my prayer had been accepted. When I met the Islamic brother, I told him in detail about the astonishing recovery of my mother. He encouraged me to travel on a Madani Qafila without delay. Therefore, I joined the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and traveled in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, due to the blessings of traveling in the Madani Qafila and gaining the company of the Prophet's devotees, a Madani revolution took place in our household. Once a modern young man, I now adorned myself with the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beard and the imama, and I started to contribute to the work of deen. My beloved mother and the mother of my children both started to attend the Islamic Sisters Ijtima. Think for a moment, all I did was make an intention to travel in the Madani Qafila, and yet I received blessing upon blessing. What level of success will that person attain who actually travels in the Madani Qafila? If only every Islamic brother became habitual in traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal for 3 days every month. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini channel, the importance of making intentions can be fully understood from this Madini Bahar. Due to the intention, his mother regained her health. We should act upon his plea and also travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of a Madini Qafila. Islam is spread all across the globe, but it was due to the sacrifices of the awliya and the pious people that we are Muslims today. All Dawat Islami asks is for 3 days of travel in a Madini Qafila. We have time for every other activity. We put everything on hold to go to a wedding, to go to a friend's birthday party, yet we don't have time for Madini Qafila. We should try our utmost to travel on a Madini Qafila and also fill in the Madini Inamat. A 72-point questionnaire devised by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, the very first question of which states, did you have at least some good intentions prior to the performance of mubah, permissible deeds? Moreover, did you persuade at least two others to do the same? If we travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal and fill in this Madini Inamat, then maybe forever etched in our mind will be the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions are based upon intention. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to act according to the teachings of the Bayan, and may He forgive us on the Day of Judgment and grant us entrance into heaven without accountability. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.